It's the first day of spring, and we have some music to celebrate the transition from winter. That's composer Igor Stravinsky's famously controversial work, The Rite of Spring, as it's performed in Walt Disney's Fantasia. The 1940 animated film famously featured the dawn of the universe and dinosaur visuals to the piece. Stravinsky's masterwork will get a makeover later this week when the jazz trio The Bad Plus premieres their version at Duke University on Saturday. Two members of the trio are in our New York studios, pianist Ethan Iverson. Hi, Ethan.
Hello.
And bassist Reed Anderson. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Hi.
And the third member of the trio, drummer Dave King, is in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. Dave, welcome to the program as well.
Hello. Thank you.
Dave, can I start with you? The three of you have been deconstructing rock music for the last 10 years. You've rearranged Iron Man by Black Sabbath, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, Blondie, David Bowie songs. Why did you decide to take on the Rite of Spring?
We made a record called For All I Care a few years ago that featured a lot of the music you were just quoting, but also we dipped our toe into contemporary classical music deconstructions, or actually just kind of interpretations with drum set. So we worked a part of a Stravinsky ballet, Apollo. Decided to dig deeper, and we were offered the opportunity to do this, and we thought, well, let's just go all the way and try and tackle the monster, you know. So that's what we've been rehearsing at every sound check now for 8 months.
Gosh, you call it the monster. Ethan, explain.
The music itself is undeniably potent, and it's quite difficult with all the odd meters, 5/8, 6/8, 3/16, all that sort of stuff, which is ironically what we're still up against today, learning it in a, you know, more folkloric or jazz style. It still remains a challenge 100 years later.
You were actually commissioned to do this piece by Duke University and Lincoln Center.
Yeah, Aaron Greenwald at Duke has commissioned several jazz projects from people like Jason Moran and Brian Blade, and we're honored to be his project this year.
Dave, you said that the band had already reworked another Stravinsky composition, Apollo. What was that process like, and did it prepare you for working on The Rite of Spring?
That process was a lot like when we take apart any piece of rock music or jazz. I mean, what we're trying to do essentially is to turn the piece into something of our own. We're really trying to own it at that point. The size of the work is what's so different this time, is just, you know, having a 40-some minute piece, and, you know, after doing a 3 or 4 minute excerpt from a ballet, now we're doing a gigantic piece of music, multiple movements, and we're taking each at a time. And so I think it's just, the concept is kind of like learning 28 little pieces of music that are all very different and don't repeat.
I'm speaking with the members of The Bad Plus. They're working on a reinterpretation of Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Reed, I had read that when you were doing this, you started at the final movement and worked backwards. Is that true?
That's true, and as far as rehearsing it, we sort of determined that the last movement was the hardest one. I think it's good psychologically to kind of get that out of the way at first. So it's kind of paid off, because there's just so much work we've done, and it's a relief now that we're running the whole piece to get to the end and really know that part.
Thank you. and that's the finale, The Sacrificial Dance of the Chosen One, a rehearsal tape by the Bad Plus. The trio is reworking Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Did you make reference at all, Ethan, as you are the piano player, to the fact that Stravinsky apparently did make a piano duet version of it?
Well, in fact, that's been crucial to our work. We have the orchestral score, but that's actually even copyrighted. We're actually not looking at that at all. We're just looking at the two-piano score, which is in public domain, and which is actually a wonderful concert piece for pianists. It's a wonderful work.
Let's hear a clip that actually sounds pretty close to the original movement, The Augurs of Spring. Do you kind of keep it close to the original, given that when you are performing the piece and the audience is coming in expecting to hear Rite of Spring, you almost have an obligation to retain at least some of the original so people know what they're listening to and then how you've changed it?
It's really not an obligation to the audience. It's an obligation to Stravinsky.
Ah.
It's been so influential. If you listen to any movie score in a detective film from the present day to, you know, going back to 1935, you're going to hear a bit of the Rite of Spring in there.
Yeah.
It's really been one of the seminal works of art, and you don't want to be so certain of yourself that you want to put a mustache on it like the Mona Lisa, you know.
So, right. You're not being ironic here. You're not there's not, as was quoted, Aaron Greenwald said, there's not a whole lot of winking going on.
No, not at all. No.
But was it important at some point that it has to be a The Bad Plus performance? And at what point did you and Stravinsky meet?
Well, that's where the drums come in, really.
Ah, Dave.
Man, let's just wait until we do this thing. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I'm just mired in an anxiety nightmare over this thing.
Really?
I mean, it's coming along. It's sounding good. And you know, we have had major discussions, even as little as last week, and we're about a week away from playing it. I've thought, where is the Bad Plus in this thing? Mm-hmm. And how can we, you know, we're trying to honor this thing, and we're trying to, you know, that's not hard to do. I mean, we all love the piece and have so much respect for Stravinsky and the work. And we've never come and approached any of our reworkings with irony. And sometimes people have maybe thought that about us, but we're actually quite earnest about everything we're trying to take apart. And this is a work where there isn't room at all for that type of interpretation. So we're just trying to figure out, well, how do we take this non-ironic stance and make it our own?
The Bad Plus premieres its interpretation of The Rite of Spring at Duke University on Saturday. The jazz trio's pianist Ethan Iverson and bassist Reed Anderson are in NPR's New York studio. Drummer Dave King is at Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks to all of you, and I guess break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.
Learn more about The Bad Plus and hear an early preview of their Rite of Spring project at nprmusic.org.